here at the Beringer Ingelheim North Carolina Health Seminar. I'm with Dr. Marcos Rastagno, who's with USDA's Ag Research Service in at Purdue University, and he spoke with the producers today about salmonella. And first of all, Marcos, you talked about how important food safety is right now in the world today.
Yes, food safety is essentially a driving force today for the consumers. That's one of their top priorities when they choose the type of food they're going to purchase or consume. So therefore, any industry related to food production, poultry, swine, whatever it is, it has to pay a lot of attention to food safety as it is a driving force. Specifically in the case of salmonella, it has the additional importance or factor that it is also a potential pathogen for the swine per se, leading to clinical disease.
What are the costs of salmonella?
It's difficult to determine in the animal population, particularly because most of the infections are subclinical. We don't see the clinical disease. Clinical disease have huge impacts, and in humans, there are data available nowadays that in humans, just in the U.S., it passes $3 billion a year.
Now, you talked about obviously, salmonella is an important food safety priority then for the pork industry. And you talked about how the salmonella contamination risk increases from pig to pork. Tell us about that.
Yes, there are a variety of factors that can lead to that point. And essentially, it's all each part of the system, from the farm to the transportation to the lairage or pre-harvest resting and the processing line, each one of these points presents some challenges and some risk factors. And it's important for the industry to find solutions, to first identify and understand how these factors play and find solution to these factors. So in that process, they can control or maintain those challenges low to facilitate what an increased effectiveness of the post-harvest measures to control salmonella.
Right, and then the on-farm risk factors that you went through were quite numerous. Can you hit on a few of them?
Yes. Dealing with any type of animals in production systems, it's a complex system. It's not easy. You have several inputs in this system which you need to control. Some of the key ones that we discussed today and are extremely important for any system interested in controlling salmonella are particularly paying attention to the feed as not only a potential source but also a predisposing factor to colonization with salmonella in the pigs, control of pests, rodents, birds, and things like that. Also, critical importance is sanitation or cleaning and disinfection of facilities to minimize persistence of these pathogens. Salmonella is extremely resistant in the environment, and it is important that all the protocols for cleaning, washing, disinfection facilities, equipment is well done, criteriously conducted, as well as biosecurity procedures. And then on top of that, there are other factors that need to be dealt with, like co-infections, hygiene for the workers in the farms, and many others that are listed and were discussed today.
You talked about a couple of studies that you did regarding especially feed and DDGs with salmonella. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we just finished that project. It's very interesting and very surprising for us, the results that we found, where we use higher levels of DDGS, made the pigs start shedding the salmonella faster in comparison to control groups. However, in the long process, as we extended the period of infection for 3 or 5 weeks, that process seems to reverse. The DDGS pigs ends up probably very likely controlling that infection, developing immunity or some other mechanism of protection, and reducing that shedding frequency and becoming actually lower shedders compared to the control groups.
Interesting. Now, another risk area that you got into is the transportation from the farm. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the transportation, the whole process between the farm and the processing facility or the abattoir, it's critical, and it's been identified as a critical point for foodborne pathogens a long time ago. Not only you have the aspects related to the stress of these animals, which make them more susceptible, as we showed, to picking up salmonella, being infected, but also to shedding more salmonella in case they were already infected before they being subjected to those stressors, but also as a source of infection, as in the case, for example, of the lairage or pre-harvest holding pens or resting pens. As they are frequently contaminated with salmonella, they really constitute a critically important point of infection immediately before we process these animals.
Well, what is the main take-home points that you want for the producers here and for those producers who couldn't be there regarding salmonella?
The point to control salmonella first, the main point is it is important, mm-hmm. and we have to deal with it, not only from the standpoint of swine health, but also a public health, food safety issue. And second, control of salmonella, there is no silver bullet to control salmonella. It has to be a program, and it has to be applied along the entire pork production and processing chain. Otherwise, there's not going to be any effect on that.
All right, very good. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I would like to appreciate the opportunity that Beringer Ingelheim gave us to present today, and thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Here at the Beringer Ingelheim North Carolina Health Seminar, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.